Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show this Monday, friends, and I hope it's a happy Monday. Do you listen to this garbage going on in China? Communism? I mean, do you see it being played out here in the United States of America as well? It's like, no. Telling people what they can do, how they can do it, when they can do it, where they can do it. It's like, no, this is the United States of America. As long as I'm doing that which is pleasing to God, I'll do it when I want to do it. Period. I'm not asking, again, the devil for permission to obey God. Liberty's the right to do what the law permits, and as long as I'm doing that, I have the freedom to do what I want to do. And again, putting into perspective, they work for me. I don't work for them. Call it what you will. It's called liberation here, friends. It's liberation. I seen a little meme this morning. It was a picture of a fraidy cat. And it said he was going in to pray. And he came back after prayer, right? He was a fraidy cat before going to prayer. And after prayer, he came out as a roaring lion. Put that up against Proverbs 28. That's exactly right. See, the fear of the Lord, friends, is filial. A father to a son. There's liberation. There's freedom there, right? John 8:32. But the fear of man, you're fearing consequence, and it's diabolical. It's not healthy in any sense of the word. See, I know my place. I know who I am in Christ Jesus because, again, I put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Therefore, I am liberated, 2 Corinthians 3:17, to do what he wills me to do as I'm led by his spirit to do it, Romans 8:14. Now, I want to show you something really quick because I'm going to put this in contrast to what I just got done saying. Someone posted this. New protocols. This is Bishop Paul Morton. This is his church protocol. You ready for this? Beginning Sunday, August 29th. Number one, you must be fully vaccinated in order to attend worship service in-house. Really? Wow. See what the problem is, America? Number two, you must bring your vaccination card as proof. See how the professed church, the heresy, the heretics are helping the leaving of Herod along, and Jesus warned us of both, Mark 8:15. You must bring your vaccination card as a proof. When you arrive next week, your temperature will be taken, and you will need to show proof of your vaccination. You must still wear your mask that the manufacturers tell you don't work. Number three, this is church protocol at Bishop Paul Morton's church. It's not a church, it's the church of Satan. It's a church of unbelief. Number three, for those who aren't able to get the vaccine for medical reasons, as well as our children 11 and under, we are asking you to enjoy our online worship experience. Folks, these are believers that don't believe. I see them all day long, right? Oh, and reminders, saith the prodigal, the protocols, beginning Sunday, August 29th at Bishop Paul Morton's church. No hugging, he said. Remain at your seat. Practice caution. I'm just curious. How is it that these people call themselves believers, again, when they don't believe? I mean, what happened to Psalm 91? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Are we not the seed of David? Oh, we are. Well, the promises that were made to David were made to us. And remember, we're of the seed of David unto Christ. And what does the Bible say? Greater works will you do than I did. Are we supposed to trust in the Lord, or are we supposed to trust in the arm of the flesh where there's a curse? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. In His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. Hello, Americans. And 10,000 at thy right hand. But the Bible tells me it shall not come nigh unto me. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death in Christ. And first of all, doesn't the Bible say that the Lord changeth not? And isn't He the one that said He's faithful to 1,000 generations? Why? His counsel is immutable. It's unchangeable. Of course He's the one that never changes. Okay? It's man that changes. They depart wickedly from God, and then they begin to take on man's commandments that make void God's commandments, as well as the fulfilling of His promises. I am the Lord that healeth thee, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Is that scripture? Oh, yeah, it is. I just wanted to make clear. Am I being a little facetious? No, I'm frustrated with stupidity. I'm frustrated with the heretics in the church. 1 Timothy 4:1, read it when you get a moment, and put it up against these heretics in the church. Also put that up against John 10:12 when you get a moment. I mean, I just see nothing but promise after promise. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But what do we have, friends? We got Mr. Protocol over here telling his parishioners, right? Beginning Sunday, August 29th, you must be fully vaccinated. You cannot hug. You need to remain at your seat. You must bring your vaccination card as proof. No, let me say this. He is who He says He is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. And He said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with promise, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And when you look at the promises, which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus in 1 Corinthians 12, what about the gifts of the Spirit? I mean, in Hebrews 2:4, it talks about the miracles. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. Either we believe or we don't believe. And if we don't have the gifts operating through us, it's because we haven't been given the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost wasn't given unto you because you have not obeyed. Acts 5:32. Read it when you get a moment. But when you do have the Son, the Bible says that you have life. And everything that the Holy Ghost has promised to bring to those that are in Christ, He gives them. And that's the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Nothing is null and void, friends, except your unbelief. Okay? And if He's not in full operation in your life, don't check the Lord. Put a check on yourself. That's a good place to put yourself. Read 2 Corinthians 13:4. The Bible says that we're supposed to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or not. Every day. All the time. Friends, as a routine to make sure that we're all pleasing to Him, walking in the light of His countenance. Amen? Hallelujah. That was my opener. I'm going to get back to some information on the other side, but this kind of stuff jacks me up, and I'm sure it jacks up all those that are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on social media platforms on the right. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I tell you what, I got a lot of stuff to share with you today, and I'm going to go ahead and take Diana really quick, see what she has to say. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
You got to shut your radio off in the back, please.
Huh?
You have to shut your radio off in the back, please.
Oh. Shut the computers down, honey. You can't hear.
So what say you, Diana, from Kansas?
Oh, well, I study a lot of prophecy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I come across Matthew, where the disciples went to him and asked him what were the times of his coming, of what was going to happen.
Okay.
We're facing nuclear outbreaks that will happen to this world. And I want to know if people really realize what is coming.
Okay. Does the Bible say, in contrast, that we're to occupy till he comes? And
yes.
when we're talking about 330 million people sitting down on their morals, allowing 1.7% of the population, are we supposed to suspect that it's the end times because 86% of those people, they love God so much that they disobey him at every given turn? Is that kind of line up with what you're trying to share with everybody here, that it's the end times? Well, it's not. The end times have been in cycle for 2,000 years now. And the fact of the matter is, yep, we can all tell, we can all see the signs, we can see what the temperature is going to be like, what the weather is going to be like, because that's what Jesus used in parables. But the fact of the matter is, it's not the end times if the American people so choose to stand up and make sure that they have the opportunity, rather than looking at it in a gloom and doom light, they can look at it like Thomas Paine did during the Revolutionary War or the War of Independence, when I'm sure everybody was standing around saying there's nothing we can do about it. It's the end times. We can all see the signs. What did Thomas Paine do? He stood up and he said, we have an opportunity to make the world anew, and that's how the church should be looking at it too. If the gospel that's preached has no hope in it, Diana, it's because Christ is not in that message. And the bottom line is we are to occupy till he comes. We're not to take on a defeatism attitude. We are to overcome this world by the faith that's been bestowed upon us. Check out 1 John 5, chapter 5, and read the whole of it so you can understand what's going on here. I want to show some people on social media platforms really quick, and I hope I answered your question. Thank you for the call. But what I want to do is I want to show you guys on social media platforms, and if not, I'll narrate. 153 cities listening. Listen, I'll give it to you the way it comes. This is a video of a man just over the last couple days that took some, obviously, a video from his telephone, obviously his iPhone, and what he noticed was a bunch of train beds carrying that of, military gear. And people are trying to figure out what it is. I'm going to go ahead and play this on social media platforms, but here comes the big train, and lo and behold, as he passes by, this is out in the middle of North Dakota, by the way, dozens of tanks, armored vehicles rolling through a small town in North Dakota, okay? And it's about ready to come, and any second here, we're going to see that big train coming, and what are we going to see? Well, we're going to see a whole lot of tanks, and I'll just push it forward a little bit. Here we go. We got tanks. Whoa. Whoa, and they're not tan colored, so they're not being shipped off to some Middle Eastern country to dominate by our military. No, they're all green, and just kind of bizarre how this is happening in the United States of America, namely a little small town in North Dakota. Of course, the conservatives of the day, they're all mocking Joe Biden. They're all mocking what's going on. They're making light of it. They're making jokes of it. Well, you can rest assured, friends, that sooner or later it's all going to crack, and you're going to see that it was not a game in any sense of the word, because, again, this is the judgments of God. But it can be what can be a plethora of different things as to what's taking place here. And again, if you're just tuning in now on one of the 153 cities, one of the 153 affiliates across the United States right now, I'm showing film from a man that took some video over the weekend in a small town in North Dakota where this train drove by, and on the tracks, obviously, yep. And what do we see? We see trains filled with dozens and dozens and dozens of tanks and armored vehicles. And people are trying to figure out why this is happening here. In the United States of America, namely in a small town in North Dakota. That's a good question to ask, isn't it? I think so. I'd be asking the question. As a matter of fact, that's why I proposed to play the video for you today, is so you can understand as to what's taking place behind closed doors through distractive measures, okay? Through distractive measures. Let me show you another video here. What I do, friends, is every day I just do my best to kind of like accumulate things that really, I believe, matter in sharing with my viewers and sharing with my listeners across the country and in 53 countries as well. But what I came across is, and by the way, I have a lot of friends. I don't want to keep them out of it. I have a lot of friends that decipher information, and they send information over to me, and I'm constantly, literally all day long, I am vetting information that I need to share with the people, the good, the bad, you know, chew the meat, spit up the bones kind of a deal. So I have another video here. And this is Freedom Israel, and someone sent this to me, and I thought this was pretty interesting to show somebody, just to show how you can see, to show you you can see for yourself as to how this is nothing more than a plandemic. If it's not fake syringes, you know, those world leaders getting these vaccinations that are literally killing people all over the world, and we're seeing more and more of this. As a matter of fact, just do a live feed on social media platforms, and you're seeing people dying left and right, and they're telling you cause of death unknown. Talked to some doctors this week, and more and more of the medical industry doctors that really have it's taken them time to open their eyes and to open their ears are beginning to come to the realization that it's not the people that have COVID that are dying, that are filling these hospital beds. It's the people that have been vaccinated that are dying. Okay, just so everybody understands. And if you go back to the Spanish flu and you look at the history of the Spanish flu, guess what, friends? It wasn't the people that allegedly had the Spanish flu that died. It's those that were inoculated during that time that died. You know what? You have eyes, but do you see, friends? You have ears, but do you hear? Let me go over to Freedom Israel, a disease so deadly that while everyone on camera must wear a full hazmat suit, pay attention to the guy in the corner. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. Pay attention to the guy in the corner, because this is nothing more than staged propaganda. This is nothing more than staged propaganda. They got all their gear on. They look like a bunch of astronauts, friends. But there's a guy over in the corner that apparently he didn't think he was going to be seen by the cameras, because he was sitting behind all of these astronauts, right, sitting in their hazmat suits. And the fact of the matter is he's sitting over in the corner, the T-shirt on, half smirk on his face, with his arms folded. And again, friends, we just need to come to the realization that this is nothing more than a propaganda, a criminal conspiracy taking place across the world. And there's some more information, visuals, so you can understand as to how this is being played out. I also want to go over to you and say, hey, Americans, fear not. We always have this guy, Ted Cruz, one of the great American appeasers. He's really, to me, he's an arrogant clown in the circus of politics. He always has been, but he gives himself airs. He has fooled some of the people, but if people pay attention to who he is, he is nothing more than an appeaser. And I want to go ahead and show you right now as to how the game is played. I'm going to play this for you. This, again, is none other than Ted Cruz. And listen to what old Teddy has to say.
There should be no mandates. That's why I've introduced legislation. It's simple. There should be no mandates.
No, he's right.
There should be no mandates.
That's right. There is.
That's why I've introduced legislation to ban vaccine passports.
Let me ask the question, friends, because most people don't think this far. Why do we need to create legislation to ban vaccine passports? Because there's no law that the government can enforce to make you carry around a vaccine passport. No such thing. Why does he need to legislate to ban vaccine mandates? We have laws protecting us already from the government concerning issues in which we're facing today through Nuremberg Code, OSHA laws, HIPAA laws, and the list goes on. So why is he up here trying to play the hero to the people, saying, I'm creating legislation to ban vaccine passports? I'm creating legislation to ban vaccine mandates. This, again, is the sign, friends, of backwards judgment, Isaiah 59, in every sense of the word. And old Teddy Cruz here, Mr. Globalist himself, he wants you to believe that he's doing some good things for you. But you can always rest assured, friends, on the other side of old Teddy's plea is a fundraiser. And Americans, when are we going to figure that part out? Because they're making millions off the ignorance of the American people. We don't need him to create legislative law to protect us when we already have law that protects us from what he proposes. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Ida.
We've got a million people in Louisiana without power. and some folks are still dealing with the storm surge and flash flooding. And there are roads that are impassable due to debris and down power lines.
Biden hosting a virtual White House meeting with governors and mayors in affected states and saying the federal government is fully on the case. The United States Department of Education is investigating five states for banning mask mandates in schools. The states are South Carolina, Iowa, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Utah. The department wants to know if statewide prohibitions on indoor masking discriminates against students with disabilities who are at heightened risk for severe illness from COVID. This is USA Radio News. Fewer Americans are signing contracts to buy homes. The National Association of Realtors saying pending home sales dropped by 1.8% in July. The group's chief economist calling it a sign the market may be starting to cool slightly. Meantime, the median price of an existing home jumped 18% in July. A new poll is out regarding troop withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all of those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. Far fewer respondents approved of President Biden's handling of the overall situation in Afghanistan. Only 38% said they approved of how the withdrawal was being handled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I want to give you some information, then I'm going to take another phone call here. In spite of the propagandists, and again, this criminal conspiracy taking place on a global basis, Jeremiah 11:9, I want you to put this in stark contrast to what they're telling you. This is brand new, okay, August 30th. And again, these are brand new statistics, and I want you to listen carefully. As of August 14th, 2021, official U.S. government stats on COVID vaccines, as they call them, 13,627 deaths, 2,826,646 injuries, 1,429 fetal deaths in pregnant women. Do you hear what I said? As they're trying to drive you to get a vaccination, as they tell you they're safe and effective, after 1 year, as they say, of vetting this said vaccination, which takes 10 years in any given in any other given case, for some reason or another, they're trying to sell it to you that you need it to save your life, when in fact, on the other end, and again, stark contrast, running antithetical to their narrative, are the facts. Why are the people not up in arms about this? Everybody's talking about it, by the way. Everybody's talking about it. Why are people acting like this isn't happening here? It really is. And this is coming from the CDC. Oh, and P.S., they're trying to not only offer the CDC and the head of the CDC as a law unto themselves, a legislative branch of whatever they want to make up, and they want you to believe it by force, and if you don't, it will be pushed on you by force, right? Now she's going after the guns, the head of the CDC. See, this is what happens when the American people sit down and wait for things to transpire. This is what happens through apathy and tolerance. When you just let them do whatever they want to do, well, guess what? They're going to do it. And then what does the church do? What do they do? They just serve up a gospel that curses the people rather than blesses the people by telling us that it's the end times, right? And again, we can tell the temperature. We can identify the earmarks of what season we're in concerning the Word of God and the signs of the times. But the fact of the matter is, this doesn't need to happen. If the American people stood up and kept the commandments of the Most High God, this wouldn't be happening right now. No way! Can you imagine the American people standing up and cleaning house? We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I got Ken calling in from Colorado. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I listen to you all the time, and I know you're saying that we should legally fight these psychopaths. And I've been fighting them by going to board meetings. I went to a health department. I did a presentation about the dangers of masks for children. Mm-hmm. They didn't even listen to me.
No.
How do we legally fight them when Obama purged the court? He purged the military. We need the military. We need the military to arrest these people.
Well, keep in mind, Ken, the military is refusing to take the vaccination. The frontline doctors and the nurses are refusing to take the vaccination. That's why they're continuously lying to the people through the method of propaganda. This is why they're trying to use unconstitutional forced compliance measures. And people are fighting back. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to be talking about today, Ken. And the fact of the matter is I do want you to be encouraged a little bit here because they are listening, and the people in this country, I can tell you firsthand on a grassroots level, there's a different attitude going on with the people in this country, and I'm glad to see it.
Good news, because the health department actually said they don't have the authority to enforce the masks, but they were going to go to the schools and have the principals and the superintendents enforce these illegal, immoral orders.
Yeah. Well, you can sue them just as readily there as you can any other place, and that's exactly what I would do. First of all, if it was my kid, I wouldn't have him in a public school.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but secondly, if I had to have a kid there, or, you know, the fact of the matter is that's why I did the high schools, because those are my little brothers and my little sisters, so I don't want to separate myself from my responsibility in righting the wrongs, Isaiah 58, verse 12. But the fact of the matter is I would go after the teachers. I'd go after the principals, and I got to tell you, I'm not talking out of school right now. I will let people know that if you want to break the law, I will lawfully deal with you. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy. I just know what the law says, and I know what you're doing is illegal. And if you do which is illegal, I will lawfully enforce the law against you. If everybody
will you lawfully enforce it through getting a lawyer?
Well, there's you can call Liberty Counsel. I just had Kelly Shackelford on the radio just the other day. There is no law that mandates masks. There is no law that mandates vaccinations. The American people have been bamboozled because they're still listening to the same media that lies to them 24/7. And I got to throw this in there. And 94% of those that continuously watch the news say they don't believe it, but they go out and they act out as to what they say they don't believe. Romans 1:18. They hold to truth and unrighteousness. So it's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on here, Ken.
Oh,
the
yeah.
fact of the matter is we have to listen. They lawfully know what they're doing. They know it's not lawful. They know it's illegal. They just want to see if people really mean what they say. And in many cases, we have to educate these people because they're just willing to go along to get along and get that little incentive given onto them illegally by our government to go ahead and force something on our kids that's illegal. So we have to set the record straight, my friends,
Man.
If that helps.
I brought up the fact that this was basically child abuse.
It is.
Allowing a kid to wear a mask 7 hours a day in a schoolroom, that they've done studies where the kids have feces on these masks and urine and strep, and they just played a deaf ear to it all.
That's right. I do want to, I'm going to answer off air, Ken, okay? I totally appreciate your phone call. And, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. I just had an attorney tell me just the other day, he's a friend of mine, and he had told me that there was a kid, I believe he was 8 years old, and I believe it was a little boy, and he was in a public school setting. And he was told by the teacher, that's what they call themselves, he was told by the teacher that you cannot take the mask off no matter what. Well, the little boy couldn't breathe. And it got to the point where the little boy couldn't breathe, where he was going to take it off, and he was told to keep it on again, and he began to vomit inside the mask. And this is not embellished. This is exactly how it was told to me by an attorney. And my friend that's an attorney, you can bet your bottom dollar, knowing him, he's going to put a line in the sand, and he's going to let those people know that if I ever hear this again, there's going to be some serious repercussions going on. But, folks, this is what they're doing to the kids in public schools. But this should come as no surprise due to the fact that this government is the same one that sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. And now I know they want you to believe that they're looking out for your child's safety and all this other stuff. I know. But folks, consider the source, John 8:44, okay? It just keeps going back to the same thing here, friends. How many times do they need to lie to you before you figure out that they're lying to you? And the whole world's awakened. The American people are sending their kids into public schools to force their kids to do what they themselves won't do, or what they claim that they totally condemn every step of the way, but they're making their kids go through it. My goodness, friends, it really honestly sickens me to the core as to what we're seeing here in this country today. I want to go on, and I want to show you something, because, you know, one of the things that I tapped in on Saturday's show was it's not enough to highlight the crimes of the repeat criminal politicians and agencies. And do understand that I'm talking about corruption in this country. It's enough to judge them for their crimes. This alone will preserve our republic. I want to say this, too, and I want you to listen to me loud and clear, friends. Without you dealing with corruption in government, without you dealing with corruption in these agencies, in the schools, in the colleges, in these corporations, these fascist corporations, if you fail to bring judgment, if you fail to hold them accountable to the laws that they have broken, you can go ahead and keep singing your song of gloom and doom. You can go ahead and get a megaphone and go out there and tell everybody it's all over with, because you're right. It will be all over with. But there is absolutely no reason why we have this many people saying the same things all across the country that are sitting back and awaiting for these devils to set the next narrative. It's embarrassing, to say the least. On September 17th, 1787, I want you to listen carefully, delegates left the Constitutional Convention in Independence Hall in Philadelphia. As they exited, Ben Franklin was asked, "What kind of government do we have?" He said, "A republic." Okay? A republic. And then he said, "If you can keep it." That's you, Americans, the responsible party. You've been given a republic. If you can keep it. Okay? The rule of law. Not the rule of party affiliations. See, when I look at all the self-professed Christians and conservatives of the day, highlighting the crimes of the bad guys, we hear it all the day long. And instead of the law against the crimes on a judgment, Amos 5:15, what do we hear? Just the exact opposite. They magnify the crimes over the law. Now, I've highlighted this several times, but again, it's not tedious for me to reiterate these points. Read Isaiah 26:9. The inhabitants of the world will learn righteous when the Lord's judgments are upon the heads of the wicked. But that's up to the church to do so. Quit passing the buck. Quit expecting somebody else to do for you what you're called to do. Now, friends, if it's not a doom and gloom coming from the heretics in the church, then it is the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, magnifying again the crimes of the same politicians. I want to slow down there. You're hearing the magnification of the same crimes of the same criminal politicians that were exposed for their crimes just a decade prior to the new crimes being committed by the same repeat criminals today. I played the videos. I played the audios of Joe Biden's plagiarism back in 1988. And everybody just laughed it off. Folks, it canceled out. It canceled out his option to be the president of the United States of America, in the sense of actually running for the people's White House. It shut him out. The people of that generation said, he lied. We cannot have a guy like this in the office. But 2021, here we are dealing with the same guy that we've known and has been known for committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. We'll be right back after this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
866-582-9933. Folks, it's been a different show. It has been. By the way, if you're in the state of Minnesota, please go down and visit the State Fair. Yesterday, it was so busy down there. We're down there for 12 days, 12 hours a day from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. And we've been doing this for 14 years now, but we have the opportunity of reaching out to about 3 million, 2 to 3 million people every single year. We're the only ones down there doing this. And again, what an opportunity we have. It's not a crisis, friends. It may be a crisis to a carnal reprobate. To us, it's opportunity, and there's a big difference, and it's called real grace and real faith, friends. Ephesians 2:8. So if you're down at the Minnesota State Fair, please take the time. You probably see a couple of our billboards over there. One of them was defaced already. I praise God for that. It shows you that men hate the light, John 3:18. But the fact of the matter is, we're not going to dim the light, because the criminals like the dark, like the little rats, right? You turn the lights on, what do? They scurry. It's our job to reprove the darkness, because we are the light, Ephesians 5:11. So again, east end of the grandstand at the State Fair, east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. And I'll tell you what, friends, you're starting to hear it in my voice right now. It's just, it's belaboring. It's cumbersome, to say the least. But again, we love and we're thankful for the opportunity, because we love the God that gave us the opportunity through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 5:5. I want to get over to this, because as I was just highlighting, as you all know, it's not enough to highlight the crimes of the repeat criminal politicians. Now listen carefully, friends. The preservation of this republic is up to us. It's not up to them. Quit waiting for them to set the next narrative. Okay? Let's clean house is what the American people need to lawfully clean house. Okay? And then, through that fight, the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, hand the baton to our children the way that our forefathers did over 244 years ago. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, friends. Only the Lord can do that. He upholdeth all things with the right hand of his righteousness. Okay? But I want to show you the other side of this concerning those that are actually in the good fight. And our friend Ken called in and said he went to a school board. He's been doing his part. Thank you for doing that, Ken. I totally appreciate it, and so do your children. And the fact of the matter is, friends, it is happening all over the country. And I want to show you what people are missing. And it's getting to the point where the mainstream media has to tell you the truth, because there's too many people involved that see it for what it is, that if they lie, they're going to be discredited all the more. I need to stop right there for a moment. At the Minnesota State Fair, right next to our booth, is an outlet, a propaganda outlet called the Pioneer Press. We have in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Minneapolis Star. That's what they call it. The Red Star, you know, the Communist Star. Again, they take it lightly. They act like it's a joke. And the fact that, and I'm talking about the conservatives and Christians of the day that do nothing, as they call themselves, a lack of, right? But it's interesting that Pioneer Press is right next to us, and my kids come over to me and tell me that, Dad, the guy that's trying to get people to buy subscriptions, they're offering them $10 to take subscriptions. He said, Dad, he's trying to bribe these people into getting their papers. This is what my kids said, two of them. They both said to me, nobody wants their papers. And then they come back and they said, isn't it true that they all went bankrupt? Yes, they did. Hey, folks, all of those papers that nobody wants, all of those propaganda outlets like the Minneapolis Star and Tribune here in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, the Pioneer Press, yes, they went bankrupt. This happened all over the country. They went bankrupt because people aren't reading their garbage. And the ones that are reading their garbage are the ones that are actually parroting the propagandists. And you know who they are, a bunch of chameleons. And they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of man, Matthew 5:13. We all know who they are, okay? I needed to tell you that because I want to tell you something, friends. When the people in this country stand up and mean what they say to preserve the republic that was given unto us, said that of Ben Franklin, when they stand up and actually mean what they say, I'm telling you what, that voice is already spreading across this country. Okay, and I'm thinking of Exodus 1:12 right now, where it said when Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the more they what? They multiplied. And we like to say this here at the Sons of Liberty, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Let me tell you something, friends. They are swelling our ranks. Listen to me. Look at me. They're scared to death that you're not going to put up with it anymore. Not only that, because that's not good enough, they're scared to death that you're going to read what the law says and expose them for the criminals that they are. Romans 3:20. They're scared to death that you're not going to just impeach them, Article 2, Section 4. They're scared to death that you're going to learn that it is found in the Constitution that you can lawfully prosecute them after impeachment for the smallest of misdemeanors. That's found in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So I want to show you really quick what's happening in school boards. Ken, listen up to me. Listen up to what I'm about to ready to share. And be encouraged, okay, my brother from Colorado. This is what the mainstream media is now starting to report, but I want you to listen to the spin that they put on it, because they're trying to make enemies of the state. They're trying to make the good guys the bad guys in the eyes of the people. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. But the AP, they're a bunch of propagandists too. They've done hit pieces on me as well. But hostile school board meetings have members calling it quits. Okay, and that's why I named this poor little petty tyrants. That's exactly what they are. The people have had enough of their abuses, their lawless abuses. They're sick and tired of these school boards and these city boards acting outside of their scope of authority. assuming power and authority that was never given unto them. And now look at how the mainstream media reports it. But I don't care about what they have to say. I want you to see what the people are doing all over the country. This is just yesterday, by the way. Hostile school board meetings have members calling it quits. Now listen carefully. A Nevada school board member said he had thoughts of suicide before stepping down, and threats and harassments. Wait a second. That's all these school board members have been doing, is threatening and harassing parents and children. Do you see what they're doing? They're trying to put them, these school board members, in the position of the victim, just like they do anybody else. The homosexuals, the Muslims, what they do, friends, and you need to understand this, this is how they play. They're not holding the shield, they're holding the spear. And for those that read the Word and know the Constitution, can see right through this propaganda. But it tells us, the AP did, a Nevada school board member said he had thoughts of suicide before stepping down amid threats and harassment. That's all these people have been doing towards the parents and the children, is threatening them and harassing them. How dare the American people stand up and retaliate lawfully? See? This is how they've desensitized the people. This is how they've dumbed down the American people. They want you to believe that you can't stand up against this tyranny. Oh, yes, you can. And let me encourage you all the more, the law's on your side in doing so. And the bad guys know it. The bad guys know it. Let me go to the next one. In Virginia, a board member resigned over what she saw as politics driving decisions on masks. The virtual at board meetings in Wisconsin had one member fearing he would find his tires slashed. Whoa. Remember the story that I told you that my attorney friend just shared with me? One of the teachers made that little boy keep his mask on because he couldn't breathe. He started to puke inside of his mask, and they told him to keep that mask on. Okay, so you understand who's committing the crimes here. Who's assailing, who's threatening, and who's harassing, okay? It's the school boards. It's the city councils that are doing so, friends. And I'm talking about lawfully. Okay? Lawfully reforming these situations, and it's exactly what these people want. They're saying enough. Okay? School board members are largely unpaid volunteers, traditionally former educators and parents who step forward to shape school policy, not law. Again, that's important for people to understand that policy undermines law. Choose a superintendent and review the budget. But a growing number are resigning or questioning their willingness to serve as meetings have devolved into shouting contests between deeply political constituencies over how racial issues are taught, masks in schools, and COVID-19 vaccines and testing requirements. Well, friends, outside of the fact that a majority of the people now know that COVID-19 was a pandemic, and they know that the burden of proof is on them, why wouldn't the American people go to these city council meetings? Why wouldn't they go to these school board meetings and begin to declare to these people what they're doing is illegal? That you're not going to do this to my children. You're not going to do this to our communities. We have every right in the world to do that. What does the First Amendment say of the Bill of Rights? See, again, friends, they want you to be desensitized into believing that there's nothing that you can do about what's going on. And again, I am here one more time today, 17 years later, to tell you that the law is on your side in doing so. They do not have the law on their side concerning what they mean to implement unlawfully and unconstitutionally on the American people. And the American people are standing up and letting them know that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.